Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Chili Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We're doing that with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, our immigration expert and the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and you find her website. Tamar, thanks again for being here. You gave an interesting statistic at the very end there. I want to pick up on that. You said
so in 1950, half of the Americans in the labor force, so that means working or looking for work, were high school dropouts.
Yeah.
So they were willing to do stuff like...
They didn't expect anything more than a menial kind of a job.
Yeah, and that could be working in factory,
right,
or it could
right.
be working in construction, or it could be working some kind of, you know, various kinds of service, but half. So today, the figure is about 6%.
Now, stop on that. Is the 6%...
Yep.
But see...
We're talking about in the labor force.
In the labor force. You're not talking about high school dropouts.
We're not including
because
people who are...
You know what the national dropout rate is in America today?
Yeah. Well, there's lots of different ways
25%.
To count it.
It's 25%.
Yeah. But so a lot of those people are not in the labor force. It's complicated. And it depends what age you look at. It's statistics. You can cut slice it a lot of different
But I'm coming... This brings me back, Tamar, to what I said earlier. And that is that a lot of those people... who would have been working on jobs are not because the government is supporting them and keeping them out of work. They make more money. You and I both know that there are cities where these people would have to get a job making more than $40,000 a year to approximate their benefits from the government.
Fair enough, but it's not the only thing that's going on. There's other things going on.
What else is going on?
People getting more educated.
Yeah,
and
there's that.
And society, the economy, is creating the kind of jobs where you need, you know, something like a college education or serious technical training. That's one kind of job. And then there's the kind of jobs that go around that or part of the, you know, the low end of that same food chain. You know, restaurants, so this is another statistic I love. I think this is in 1960, but I could be wrong. 25 cents on every food dollar. So, you know, all of the money you spend on food, think of that as a food dollar.
Mm-hmm.
25 cents on every dollar got spent in a restaurant. Today it's 50.
Hmm.
So we're going in restaurants twice as much.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know,
no, there's no question about it. Mama ain't cooking like she used to.
Yeah, exactly. So put those things together, you need a lot more people to work in those restaurants. I mean, overall, the need for unskilled labor or low-skilled labor is down, but in some sectors, it's way up. So you put those things together, and the question is, where are you going to find the workers? And that, in the last 30, 40 years, has created this, you know, massive flow of Mexicans to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's over now. It's stopped now. At least that's what it certainly stopped for now.
So you think they're still coming, but not as much? Or are you saying
more
they're still
are going home?
More are going home. Why are they going home? Not as much water.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I mean, the main thing is we're not building houses.
Right.
So a lot of them came to build houses.
Right. And they're very good. And by the way, folks, they're very good at that. I bet three quarters of the brick that's laid in America are laid by immigrants.
Of
Mexicans.
Right. Certainly all the drywalling, 99% of the drywalling is done by
probably so. Immigrants. So all right, let's switch over.
When there started to be a lot of Mexicans in the last 40 years, that's when we started to talk about securing the border.
All right, so that's the answer to that question. I asked you last segment. And by the way, folks, Tamar's a real trooper. She's not hurting. She promised me she's not hurting. She's just got a situation that's causing her to cough a little bit. But I wanted her on the show. As long as it's not hurting her, I wanted her on the show today, and she's accommodated me, and I appreciate that. So it's just my fault. Tamar, which brings me to the point, the border, securing the border. Brings me to the point of the Middle Eastern immigrants. I'm not going to call them the Syrian immigrants Because here's why. One of my brain transmitters, Rich Gator, and a photographer he knows, at their on their own money, flew to the basically the crossroads where those immigrants are coming into to Europe. And they interviewed those immigrants. They interviewed people helping the immigrants. They interviewed people who didn't like the immigrants. And here's what they found out. Only about 20% of the people coming into Europe right now in this flood of immigrants are Syrians. The rest of them are from all over the place.
Right.
So now we come back to...
So Europe is really different from the U.S., right? Because they do have this amazing social safety net. And, you know, you can go from, you know, some country where there's no work.
You're starved to death.
You know, there's nothing to, you know, yeah, exactly. You're starving. And you can go to Europe and your whole life is paid for.
Yeah.
And so... In America, mostly people come because we need them, because it's basically labor migration. Their jobs
right.
open. I mean, people come to be with their families, too, but the ones that really work, you know, the ones that go to great lengths to come are often coming because they want to work. In Europe, it's people go because they hate
their But here's the question. Never mind Europe for the time being. I want to ask you, how do you feel about letting these 10, 20, 50,000?
So, yeah.
Quickly,
so,
I got one minute.
Oh, okay. Well, we ought to be sure that the vetting is good. I mean, I don't want any terrorists living next door to me. But I do think, actually, people from Syria, and you would, if we were bringing them, we'd know where they were coming from. People escaping that war, if we can do good vetting, yes, the vetting has to be 1,000% secure. It has to be really good.
Right. So that, means it's going to take a little more time, right?
Yeah. So I'm not against that. I'm not against the toughening up the vetting and having it take time, but I don't think we should just stand there and say, with arms across the chest, say
right.
no.
Right. And this is where the political football gets in the middle of it, because most people I know are saying, let's just go slow. We're not saying, don't let them in at all. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this after these messages with our good friend Tamar Jacoby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.